Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the midst of this coronavirus, I want to give you some hope. I also want to talk about the issue itself. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be addressing this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. First of all, I want to begin with a scripture verse that gives encouragement. And there are so many of these scripture verses throughout both the Old and the New Testament. This one comes from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There's so many passages, and we want to share some of these passages that give hope and courage. Jesus frequently said, "Fear not, don't be afraid." And in fact, Holly, in one passage in Luke chapter 12, he uses this endearing phrase when he's speaking to his disciples, "Fear not, little flock." I mean, that's such an endearing passage because it's a shepherd caring for the sheep, and sheep can get intimidated and scared quite easily. That's why even in Psalm 23, it talks about leading the sheep to the still waters, because they don't like to drink when the water is disturbing, where it's ruffling. It gives them some pause, some reaction to it. They like to be at a place where the water is calm and they're not going to have their nerves on edge. And that's what the shepherd does. Fear not, little flock. So in the midst of all of what we're facing, that's the message that we need to continue to remind ourselves, and also to spend more time in the Word of God than we spend on social media or in reading one headline after another, whether it's in print or on TV. The media just simply, you know, they like periods of crisis. You know, in times of hurricanes or national disasters,
they love sensationalism.
They love sensationalism. Sometimes they sensationalize. Remember last year during the hurricane situation, on one of the main hurricane reporting networks or channels, they showed one of the reporters leaning into the wind like he was really struggling to give the report in a very powerful wind. And yet behind him were people that were walking and their hair wasn't even blowing.
Fake news.
It was fake news. I'm not saying a lot of what you're seeing is fake news. I do think some of it is misreported. Some of it has its own political agenda.
Absolutely.
Some politicians have their own political agenda. And sometimes they use, unfortunately, tragedies to advance that. Media uses it to increase their viewership, their readership. And it can be discouraging. It can be something that is stressful. So in these kinds of times, I want to really reassure you, God is in control, and don't have any fear, just like what it is repeated over and over and over again in the scriptures.
You know, I love Psalm 46. I think that's a great one just to dwell on, Matt. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of a sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. And then it goes down to say, "Be still and know that I am God." Let's say that again. Be still and know that I am God.
And you know, in Luke chapter 12, it says, in the same passage just before where Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Mm-hmm. It says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on." That's Luke chapter 12, verse 22.
And you know, when you talked about, you know, when Jesus walked the earth, there it was common for shepherds to be, you know, caring for their flock in all different areas. And those sheep depended on those shepherds for everything, for their food, their water, to take them to the appropriate place on which to graze, to keep them from disease, from insects, everything. They were dependent upon them, and those shepherds loved their sheep. And so that analogy is so appropriate that Jesus used that so that we too, as helpless little sheep, know that our good shepherd will always take
he's
care
got
of us.
He's got everything under control.
Yes, we don't have no
trust.
Worries.
No matter what it is, whether it's coronavirus, whether it's other tragedies that you face, whether it's uncertainties, we can always trust in Jesus. He's got our back.
And granted, many people are going through a lot of difficulty right now, but know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you more than anyone.
We did a survey, actually, and I actually do really want to hear from you. We send it out to some people on our email list and on our Liberty Alert list. And if you have not received it, I encourage you to go to lc.org and actually do the survey. And you can also go to Liberty Counsel's Facebook and do the survey there as well. It's pinned at the top.
So what kind of questions are you asking?
Well, the questions are several. It's not a long survey. And the first question is, which is more concerning to you, coronavirus or COVID-19 or government restrictions? In other words, coronavirus or the government restrictions? And the probably three quarters of the people that responded to that, and that's why we want to really hear your voice, because we want to be able to best represent you and understand where our people are thinking and what you're talking about, what's on your mind. But about three quarters, a little bit less than that, said that they were more concerned about government restrictions than the virus itself. And then the next question is, are the restrictions imposed in your state due to the virus too severe, just right, or too little? And that's almost just about split. Just a little less than half or 50% said that they were too severe. A very small number said that they were too little. About a little less than half also said that they were just right. So between the too severe and just right, almost split. With a little bit saying that there's too little. So,
and of course, there's no right or wrong answer. You're just trying to poll to see where people are.
I want to find out where people are. And of course, some of that may be based upon what kind of restrictions that they're facing in their state.
Right.
In some states, there are more restrictions than in other states. And, you know, it's not the president of the United States that puts these restrictions out there. The president really can declare, as he already has, a state of emergency, national state of emergency. What that does is that puts into place certain laws. But what it really does is it allows for the government to expedite certain things. And you've seen that matters of the testing of drugs and so forth, some of which we've had around for a long time, malaria being tested now in this particular situation, being expedited in record fashion. It also opens up some federal funding, just like a national disaster emergency for a hurricane, for example, or some other natural disaster. But it's the states, and the states actually have these powers under the state laws, and then the local governments also have the ability to declare a local state of emergency in their cities or counties. That's where the police power is, and so that's where these restrictions are coming from, whether they're closing businesses or imposing a curfew or limiting the size of meetings, including churches. All of that's coming from the state. We have a memo that we have created, and it is a memo about knowing your rights in a state of emergency, and we'll be posting that on the website for your review. But some of these particular restrictions, which we'll talk about throughout this week, they've never been tested in court. They've only been imposed to this extent in the history of America during times of war or rebellion, like, for example, during the Civil War. But they've never been imposed to this extent across the board in so many different states or localities in the instance of a virus outside of actual war. So we're going to talk about it. And so this answer here, number two, is somewhat split in the middle. Some are saying it's okay. Some are saying the restrictions are too severe. But those change from time to time. At any rate, we want to hear from you. So go to lc.org, and also to the Liberty Council Facebook. We're going to be talking about some of the other responses. These responses really help us to understand what you're thinking so that we can best represent you, both in the courts, talking to pastors, talking to legislators, and certainly representing you in Washington, D.C. And later in the week, we're going to be talking about some of the things that have happened and are happening rapidly in the nation's capital. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, fill out the survey, or go to the Liberty Council Facebook. And remember, God is in control. Fear not, Jesus said, little flock.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.